Okay, so I didn't see any questions come in from anybody. Did anyone submit a question that I missed?
No, that's unlike me.
Okay.
I was questioned out. It's the same question.
Okay. All
I thought I'd send one for fun, but I couldn't even think of something.
right. Is it going to rain? No, we don't want that question. The
No.
forecast looks amazing, doesn't it, for the next
Oh, stop.
2 weeks? Okay, so all right, Diane. So let's have a bit of some group support here going on, shall we, for 10 minutes. So where do you feel you're at? What are you implementing from
So where you've just
self-esteem plan?
okay, so implementing is literally self-care at the moment. It's self-care and mental health. Obviously Lisa and I have had a private chat, and my mental health has deteriorated quite a lot. So I think where I was covering everything up with Jerry and covering everything up, applying for 100 million jobs, and now I'm literally shutting down on everything, and I will not be reopening anything up till about October. Let me go through the pain in the winter months, and let's try and do a little bit of mental fixture in the summer months, I
Yeah.
think. I don't know if I'm looking at the right thing. I tried to explain to someone yesterday that I just feel like I'm standing at a wall and just keep throwing my head at it. And I'm just like, and I'm getting the expression that I used is I've never been punched so much in all my life. And
Right.
I can't, I need to come away from it.
Okay, so they're quite strong metaphors, aren't they? Both of them, they're quite aggressive, metaphors. Yeah. So, first thing I want to just draw your attention to is the idea of, shutting down to everything. Let's reframe that in a kinder way and make it refocus. Yeah. You're giving yourself permission to refocus in a way that maximizes your well-being. Okay. I want you to write that down.
I just feel completely drained, and
Write it down.
I
Hold on. Shh. Write it down first so we don't forget. I know it's on the recording, but write it down. Okay. Right now, I'm refocusing. What did I say? I've forgotten what I said now. Do you remember what I said? It'll be on the recording. Right now, I'm refocusing
on, and I'll listen to the recording.
on my well-being. Okay, I didn't say that. I said more than that. So I'm
Yeah.
in flow, you see. Got
Don't worry, I'll
to
listen back anyway, as I always do.
Yeah, all right, good. Okay. So refocusing on your well-being comes back to self-care, doesn't it? It's an act of self-love. Yeah. So I want you, remember we are made up of the layers of who we are through our life experience. Okay. So that idea of, standing at a wall and hitting the wall, and you've never been, punched so much. What's that doing to your young self? That idea. It's brutal, isn't it, into
Yeah,
inside.
it's just making me so frustrated. Just
Yeah.
like I am literally so exhausted.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised. So what would be a kinder idea for you to hold that would actually begin to channel some love inside
Well,
rather than hitting a wall, being punched so much?
I don't normally, I try and bounce back up the wall, keep going up and keep going up. But at the moment, I'm just
What's the reason it has to be a wall?
because I'm sitting in these walls all the time. I'm walled out. I'm just tired. I'm actually throwing a house move into the mix as well.
Okay, so you're layering in some a bit more. So you're taking out pressure in one way.
I'm not putting it in. I'm not putting anything in, and I will not move until I'm feeling okay. I'm just opening options
Okay,
of.
good. All right, so that's
I'm
something
literally not jumping ship.
forward
I've got
to.
someone viewing my property on Saturday,
Right.
and she lives over in Godalming, and I just feel that I've done everything I can to try and get up the wall, and I feel that I'm just full of the memories of everything. And I've mentioned the house, but it's not, it's the area, it's everything.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
not moving, I'm not doing anything. I've given the month of June to, I've completely opened up, I'm opening options on a lot of things, but the move for me, I think, would send me more backwards. I think it's thrown another distraction into the mix that I don't need. So I don't think I'll be focusing on it. I just think I'm just going to.
This is what we need to, your focus has to be one thing. We just want one thing that keeps it simple. And that has to be self-care and self-love. Okay? So rather than, the idea, see, the mind works very much with pictures. So if we're giving our mind the picture of you standing at a wall and keep hitting the wall, that's going to keep knocking you down all the time. It's going to deplete your energy. It's going to depress you. So what would be a kinder image for you to have in your mind, knowing that you're making the decision to actually park the job situation,
Everything.
focus more on your self-care, your self-worth?
So I'm going to give myself permission
Lovely.
for 3 months, to get stronger.
And how will you get stronger? What's going to help you to get stronger?
Is self-care
Yeah.
and also looking at my audit.
By maximizing my self-care, yeah, my self-care and following my self-esteem plan. Yeah. Okay. All
All
right.
my college courses all finish
Okay,
in.
congratulations on getting that done. That's good.
Yeah, I have actually passed my reset, my A level English,
Yay,
and
congratulations.
I
That's
have
amazing.
passed it. I've got my final exam tomorrow. I know I've passed it, in terms of not being big-headed.
Good.
I've done that for my mental health and
Good.
my confidence. So
Yeah.
tomorrow is my last discussion talk, which is a formal talk on waste management, I think, but
You've
I know
passed.
already.
Well done. Well done for sticking at it and following through.
And then in terms of the computer course too, I've really picked that up too. So yeah, I'm just feeling very I'm just like, I this is so weird. I got off the bus yesterday and I go to the library on a Wednesday. I've got Mr. IT, and he's Mr. Bod. He knows everything. And I just go there if I've got any little questions. And I got off the bus, and I literally, there was a church outside the bus, and I just walked through the doors, and I just asked, "What is it all about? What is going on?"
Okay.
Did you pray? Yes. Good.
So that's good. That's exactly what I was going to say now. Is that when we don't understand what's going on, when we don't understand how life's done what it's done or whipped up a storm for us, we have to keep that faith that we are moving through it, even
Yeah.
if it makes no sense. Yeah.
Also, keep sending out the applications. I'm not. I can't. Not at the moment. But thank you for your advice. I think knowing me as a person through our group, I put things in to distract myself, and then I'm blocking out what I should be dealing with. I've got to stop it all.
Okay.
There's that should word that Lisa doesn't like.
I know you had to come in. It had to be
Shoulda. No, shoulda stopped shoulding. Should have all over your life.
I just need to just. So I had a meeting with the family, and I had called it an official meeting,
Good.
with my stepdad and my mum, and we went to a cafe, and they listened. And that was the first time that I felt listened to.
Well, that's huge. That's a huge achievement. And in
I was writing notes and everything, Lisa. I turned up with a pad.
well done. Well done.
I turned up with the pad, and I had all my boundaries of, no shouting, no this, no that. And they actually listened. In fact, I'm going there this evening for a week, and I've not been down there properly for about 3 years.
Very good.
Okay, so make sure you keep your boundaries tight when you're there, and let them know that if they break your, if they don't respect your boundaries, you will leave.
Yeah, so I'm going there. They know how bad I am. And my niece is away for a week because I wouldn't go there if she was there with the baby. And I'm just going there. For one, it's 33 degrees in London tomorrow. So I decided I was going to go down just for a flip round Saturday and Sunday. But putting in the call today and it's 32 degrees tomorrow, I've booked the train to go tonight. And I just feel that I just need to sit on the beach. They're 2 minutes from the beach and I can just go off on my own. I just need to get out of this London flat.
Yes, well, then that's a good thing to do. You just need to manage the boundaries. But let's just all take a moment to actually acknowledge what you are achieving.
Yeah.
Because when we're in the middle and the thick of everything, we lose sight of what we're already achieving, how we're already progressing and moving forward, because it feels like there's still so much to do. And there may be, various steps forward that you have to take. There are, and there will inevitably be hurdles along the way that we can
Yeah.
support you through as you move forward. But right now, there are significant milestones that you are achieving.
Yeah.
But let's all just take a moment to celebrate that, shall we?
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Celebrating your passing the exam, the computer course, really moving forward with that. Coming back to giving yourself permission to actually get yourself stronger, maximizing your self-care, and having had that difficult conversation to set those boundaries.
Oh, I nearly had the computer out typing notes. I was on it. I was like,
Yes, it's
you will not
amazing.
swear. You will listen. And I was very, very, very strong. And my mum went to go. I went.
And how did it feel to take control like that and actually communicate the respect that you deserve?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. Even like the next. Over the next week after than that, they were running around looking at houses for me, quite local. I was like, that's too near. That is way too near. 7 minutes,
Okay.
70 minutes.
But that sounds like their intention is actually pure. We have to remember that, everyone is a victim of a victim. Damaged people damage people, as they say. So we have to come back in that human fallibility to the fact that what's their intention? Yes, they have made some huge, your mum has made some huge errors of judgment. Yeah. But it sounds like her intention is pure and she just needs managing. You are beginning to do so. Hats off to you, Diane. Okay, so
Thank you.
continue to be gentle with yourself, right? And keep in touch with everyone in the group, right, as well. Okay.
I am going to be very selfish this week and completely shut down.
Good. Well done. All right. Okay. Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely to hear. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. And enjoy the beach. The beach always brings a smile, doesn't it? Hey, we know that.
I'll send you a picture.
All right. Yeah, do. Yes. Post it in the group.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Okay. So, who would like to share next? Does anyone have anything else they'd like to share or any questions that you'd like to raise whilst we're here? How's everyone getting on with the resources? Are you using the resources?
I'm gonna get you all going because of me being away for the week, and I will start nudging now and start poking you all on the resources. So I'm gonna lead that, Lisa. I'm gonna be a bit of a leader on the resources and start sending it
Good.
out on the VIP, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really good. The VIP is there for you to ask any questions. Yeah, you can all support each other if you've done certain things, if you've got your ideas, perspectives on things. I'm very, very happy for you to be sharing and supporting each other a little bit in there as well. Okay, obviously I'll keep an eye and chip in too. All right.
Comment on something that I was going to mention anyway, but ties in with what Diane's been we've been discussing anyway. In the resources, obviously I've been through them in a different format before. Visualizations and meditations. I find when I'm in that moment where the wall feels like it's right in front of me, and I did have that moment last week, I found that meditations, guided meditations, the ones that Lisa's put in and that are on the resources, but also visualizations are really, really helpful. And I was just going to say, Diane, when you're sitting on the beach, I was thinking while you were talking about the wall,
yeah,
I was thinking I would possibly sit and think about visualizing taking down that wall brick by brick.
Yeah.
Up, pull it, hit it, take a sledgehammer to it, whatever you want in your own mind. Because I think what I found useful is visualizing what's on the other side of what I think I'm experiencing at this moment in time. So, you know, if you think, what's on the other side of the wall?
Yeah.
What does it look like? Because it's got to be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we can all start to think about when things are really, I found this really, really useful when things are really difficult. Well, can I take my mind? Is there a visual picture of something that's just going to bring me calm and peace? And, you know, sitting on the beach is a great thing, isn't it? Physically that you're there. But if I were there, my mind would just be overthinking and I'd need to give it something to chew on.
Yeah.
I think.
Thank you, Claire. So to add to that, in the resources, to get away from the that idea of the wall, as Claire said, that you do have an option to try and take down the wall.
Okay. Yeah.
Another option is within the resources, when you're at the beach or when you're away, preparing for even being at the beach, is to listen to the dolphin. Listen to the, I think there's the seagull in there as well. Certainly the dolphin is there.
Dolphin.
That will really indulge your younger self as well. And as you're sitting there looking at the sea, when you've listened to the visualization, even if you listen to it when you're sitting on the beach, but if you listen to it away from the beach and then go to the beach, it will reawaken your experience because it's in the sea. All right.
I've downloaded the this onto my iPad so I can bring it to the beach. Good. And I've also got my pebble and my pebble and my stone.
Yeah, so lovely. Good. Okay, so we've got also, you've got the new day, which is about swimming in the sea, feeling yourself completely floating weightlessly in the sea, which is, you know, born from me swimming in the sea here.
Yeah.
So, listen to that one as well. Obviously, you've got beach talking, which is where, you know, you can imagine, even do it. You're at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
As we did when you came for the Bloom Day, yeah? Mm-hmm. To, you know, throw those stones out to sea. Just keep throwing them, hearing the splash every time. Make the most of being there at the beach. Okay. And what you're doing is filling your mind with much better, healthier, more empowering, more nurturing metaphors. Wall. Okay.
I've just never felt so frustrated. I call it the roundabout. I'm like that. The ball. I'm like that. But it's not even like positive, like, you know, the hard meeting or the this, that. It's just the jumping over the wall to get to that stage. I prefer being in that stage. But Claire, I heard you very, very much in terms of breaking down the wall. And I have used the month of June, and it has been breaking down my own wall. And anything tiny that's been niggling at me, I've chunked away at it. Even like I've gone and got a quote on laser treatment for my eyes because my eyes are going. Anything little that I've had on my thing has gone into June and I've tapped it all out. So then for my recovery again, I can, everything's done and I can just go for recovery, and hopefully I know about the flowers on the other side of the wall and the fish pond and the boat, and it is there. I'm not going to use the word but, and I'm not going to use the word should. The frustration of trying to get there is my panic. And
why I don't want you to focus too much on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a lot to try and do alone.
I can't even climb the wall anymore. I haven't got the energy.
And what I would say to you is as I said at the beginning of our conversation, what would be a better idea for your younger self to hold, all right? And those visualizations, those meditations like the dolphin, the new day, they are really powerful, playful ways for you to shift your focus away from a wall to think about, embracing the actual real time of being on the beach.
So let's see, just see. I'm very just, I just.
Okay. Just to come back to though the analogy of the wall there, actually looking at it in a different way, as you said, there are things that you've been doing like the laser, looking into laser eye treatment, these kind of things. This taps into the rational versus irrational thinking resources as well, because when we've got a rational worry, a rational concern, we look at what we can do. We take
Anything I can control, let me give you that little tiny bit of control.
exactly, in the dynamics of control.
Because I am a control freak, the Aries, the fire sign.
All right, good, good. All right, Diane, thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Good contribution.
Same, Diane, you're doing really well.
Listen, I'd love to just come today and say, I've got the bloody job, I've had my first meeting and all of this, and
Right.
it's just like
People
that day's
dying for
coming.
jobs.
That day's coming.
Hang on in there.
Every no brings you closer to a yes. When you get a job, it's going to be
Absolutely.
the right job, and you will realize you weren't meant to get the other ones because you've been guided to the one that you've got. You're just
Yeah.
not there yet. So
That's
probably
what I got yesterday,
need
and
to work
just
a bit on you first.
yeah, I just finishing off, and this is why I thought to myself, okay, look, girl, let's get the self-care and self-love out there. Unfortunately, at the moment, the job market, and accept it, Diane, stop going against it, is worse than the pandemic. The figures, I've looked at all the stats, it is worse.
Okay,
Yeah, but it's a matter of persisting. Get on with it. I did it. I've sent out loads of applications and I didn't get anywhere. And all of a sudden, I've got somebody phoning me up and saying, "You look, you've got a lot of experience. I can help you and give you a job."
Thank you, Mel, and I do appreciate
Yes.
your feedback, and I understand where you're going. I just felt burnt. I feel quite burnt out of. I'm very persistent. I'm very, and I just need to sort it out.
Okay, so
Thank
self-care,
you.
your self-esteem plan. This is why I've given you all a self-esteem plan so that you've got a framework to come back to in between these calls to look at, okay, what have I done? What's the next thing that I can do? Yeah, that we're moving through. Claire, yours is slightly different because yours is a mastermind plan, because obviously you've worked with me for a little while, which is great. Okay, so Liz, let me just touch with you. So last time, obviously, we talked about, managing the emotions, yeah, when people are being difficult. So, rather than, that's kind of with the office culture of throwing toys out of the pram, being able to manage things in a calmer, more assertive way. How's all that going for you? How are things progressing
Well,
for you?
everything was all right, but someone did throw her toys out of the pram this morning, which was, if I'm honest, a little bit entertaining, because I said no, to something. And then, so I've left her in peace, and then I needed to speak to her about something. And I said, look, I need to think about what she was asking for access to the budgets and everything like that, because she wanted to make decisions on stuff. And I was like, I don't mind letting you know what I'm spending the money on, Daria, but you won't be making the decisions on the budget. And she said, well, what would Natasha's view be on that? And I went, Natasha's view would be the exact same as mine, but if you want to go speak to her, then off you go. It's a little hint, so off you pop, type of thing. So I've said something to her, and one of the team have called in sick today, and they've only just started. So this is the second time they've called in sick in 6 weeks, which isn't a lot personally. They've got a few things going on at home. So I said to her, look, what's your plan? They've said that their mental health's been affected and things. So I said, what are you going to do? And she went, well, what do you mean? I'm off on holiday tomorrow. And I went, okay, someone's told you that they've got mental health issues. You kind of need to think of what you're going to do with that and how you're going to help support them and what we can do as a business. And I don't think she really grasped it at all. So, and she said, well, can we not just speak about this next week? And I'm like, Dari, this isn't the sort of thing you can speak about next week. I'm here tomorrow, you're not. So I kind of need to know what's going on because I will be managing it tomorrow. And I don't think it's appropriate unless I'm going to have to now start stepping into this type of thing. But yes, you're off for a day, but I will be picking up stuff tomorrow. So if Ali needs support with X, Y, and Z, I need to know how to support them. And you could see she was like, oh, we're just having a catch up for a catch up. And I went, on this instance, yes, we are. But you need a catch up for a catch up for this particular instance, Daria. You need to understand that. So it's one of those. And I've cancelled a couple of meetings this afternoon because I need to cancel them. And then I have messaged her because you can see she's again starting to feel a bit overwhelmed. And I was like, how are you feeling? Are you okay? So I've asked her how she's feeling. And she went, I'm fine. Thinking, and I'm thinking, I know you're not fine. And I can't, if I'm honest, I can't keep on putting up with her. She's only been back a week, throwing her toys out of the pram, as I call it. But I think I'm going to speak to her in a bit because I need to speak to her about this member of staff, because if they do have things going on, we do need to support them. But she's had to admit that she's okayed them working from home all week. And I said, I would have rather, which you can do. And obviously it's a nice thing to do. But I said, you need to think that this person could, because I'm really horrible for my business head.
Yeah.
They've then got the unrealistic expectations that now because she's allowed it once, every time this person's feeling a bit overwhelmed, they can work from home permanently, which obviously I can't have in place. Yeah. So she's made a few mistakes, which I've gone through with her and everything and sorted. So what I'm going to do is I'm in the process of been writing a list this morning of stuff that I'm going to put to her in black and white. If this happens, this is the current process. If this happens, this is the current process. So she can't turn around and say that she's confused about anything. But she did. Yeah, I don't know. If I'm honest, 1 minute, she's all right. So we spent the whole day together, me, her and Emily. We went to Bristol. We went to a couple of sites in Bristol. Everything was fine. Then all of a sudden today, I'm getting this. Yeah.
Okay. So, what I would say is this. And again, let's all chip in on this as well. So, you know, she's been promoted into a management role that's new for her. So not only does she have, you know, some identity struggles going on with adjusting to her new position, it is that lack of skill, isn't it? She's obviously clearly missing some managerial sort of overview skills.
Sorry to butt in. She said yesterday that she was feeling overwhelmed, that she couldn't do her day-to-day job because the team were asking lots of questions. And I said, look, let's try and get you some additional support. Why don't we put a proper training plan together? Because you said you didn't want them. I said, I'm going to put a proper training plan together. Let me speak to the training department to see what courses and things they've got.
Yeah.
So she said she wanted to do that bit. But I've done it instead because she's had all morning to send a quick message. She's not done it. So I'm going to start taking the control as her manager to ensure that I'm having the conversations with Steve on a confidential basis to say, I think she needs this, this and this. What can I do?
There are a number of different skill sets required, aren't there?
Yeah.
As a manager, you've got to have, some strategy, some organisation. Some interpersonal skills, obviously, as well, are crucial, aren't they?
Yeah.
So when she's throwing her toys out the pram, in simple terms, why do you feel she's doing that?
In some cases, she wants to be involved in everything, which I get. But in other cases, she's telling me she wants to be involved in everything and then she's got too much work on. So I'm trying to give her a bit of a better balance, if that makes sense.
She needs her identity clarifying, doesn't she?
Yeah, 1 minute she's telling me she's got far too much work on, like what she did yesterday, and I said, why don't we have a chat, sit down, look through this, that and the other to try and help support you. Then the next day she's adding to her workload when she doesn't need to add to her workload because she wants to be involved in everything. And I'm sat there kind of going, right, it's like there's a call in a bit. So I have messaged her saying, look, you're telling me that you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, why don't you just leave this call at 2 o'clock. I can handle it because it could be complete waste of time? I don't know. And then why don't we have a catch up about it next week when you've got a bit more time, and then we can take it all from there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's answered or not, but I was trying to be the nicer person to kind of go, look, you're telling me you're overwhelmed. So why don't we just leave this meeting, this, that and the other, and take it? Yeah. I just thought I'd try a slightly different tactic because I've put it on a Teams message as well. So it's in black and white. You're telling me you're feeling overwhelmed, because she'll understand that, you know, she's so far the communication, if I look at it from a HR point of view, it's all verbal. There's nothing necessarily in black and white. So I'm going to start putting stuff in black and white again from the chat yesterday, saying, following on from our chat yesterday, we've agreed this isn't this, just to ensure that.
That would be good, wouldn't it? You know, to have, because, you know, while she's up leveling her skills and growing into her new role, for her to have, you know, even some sort of go-to checklists and things when she's feeling overwhelmed, to then come back to, okay, what do I do? What can I do autonomously that's going to help me feel within myself that I'm worthy of holding this position? Because that's the fear, isn't it, that's underneath it, that she's worrying that actually she's got this position and perhaps she isn't good enough to have that position. So throwing her toys out the pram is a defence.
Yes.
It's a signal that she's overwhelmed, and it is a complete defence. Okay. Yeah. Is it your role to mentor her?
Sorry, say that again. It broke up.
Is it your role to mentor her?
We don't really have a mentor program at work. And because we work in the department we work in, it's a bit difficult. But personally, and in some cases being her direct manager to support her, yes, I would say so.
Okay.
But having an outside mentor probably wouldn't do any harm.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
That's where Lisa comes in.
Yeah, well, possibly, you know.
Yeah. I got her to do the 3-day lunchtime session. But she told me that as far as she was concerned, sorry for this negative feedback, she doesn't have any issues. So it wasn't right for her. So
I think she's setting herself up to fail. Crack on. Is this Doris, by the way, that we had the other week?
Daria. Yeah, Doris. Don't call her Doris. I can't do that. I'm going to call her Doris later.
No, I missed last week's meeting and just hearing it out. I think Doris is going to really shoot herself in the foot.
I think
it's playing a dangerous game of defence, as Lisa said.
I think what she needs is compassion.
Yeah, I was going to say, as somebody who's been in a position, and this is why I ended up working with Lisa in the first place, I got overpromoted. Well, I got promoted into a position that I didn't feel that I was equipped to deal with. And I went into a bizarre mode of taking on absolutely everything around me to try and sort of demonstrate my competency.
Mm.
Really silly, because I couldn't do it all. And now I'm having to sort of reprogram myself. And interestingly, my line manager, Liz, who isn't my official mentor, she had a really interesting strategy. And she was very clear that what she didn't want to do was come in and sort my problems out for me. She wasn't there to do that, but what she was there to do was to establish my priorities and to get the kind of baseline, we call them blue chips in our organisation, I won't bother you with why. And she said, so I need you to go away and I need you to write down the things that you think are the priorities and the main things that you need to do as part of your role and then your time. And then we will sit down and we'll look at what the broad role, your role actually is and what you're spending your time on.
Okay.
She was very good at then going, well, why are you doing that? Well, okay, you don't have capacity to do that. Let's find someone else to do that for you. Or actually, when you're dealing with this, why are you finding it's taking so much time? Okay, well, this person over here can dock in and help you. So your idea that you have these checklists is brilliant, but you have to be really careful that you don't step over and start to do it for her. Because what I think I found really good about my line manager is that she's empowered me to be just aware of the fact that, right, okay, now I need to make a decision. Is this a priority? Is this a good use of my time? And she's done a really matter-of-fact way, and she did write it to me. She wrote in an email, this is what I think the issues are. You need to go away. And then once we'd agreed, she wrote down a plan. And we then
had
the calls to go back to that plan. So it doesn't just drift into whatever
the drama
is. Because that's the other thing as well, is that people who are in this position will go, right, well, this is the new shiny thing and this is the fire. And So managing something really challenging. But yeah, my warning to you would be, don't step in and try and solve it for her.
Well, and that's what I was trying not to do this morning. I was saying, you need to do this and you need to do that. What do you think you need to do?
Yeah.
And then she couldn't come up with any of the solutions or anything like that. And I'm sat there going, right, okay, so that's why I'm trying to take a step back. This call is something that, you know, we'd both need to be involved. So I was just trying to be nice to go, look, I'm there. I'll still update you. You can kind of be there as a portal call, not be there as a portal call. But ultimately, it was more of inviting her for a courtesy thing. I'd still make the call anyway to keep her involved in stuff because she wanted to be involved. So, yeah, you've got a good point. I don't want to do stuff for her. And I don't want to micromanage her because I don't have the capacity to do it. But then one minute, like I said, it's literally, I'm getting Jekyll and Hyde. One minute she's happy, everything's amazing. Then the next minute she keeps on going, can we have a catch up? I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool. I'm trying to be there to support her and trying to be compassionate. But then all of a sudden she's a bit like, oh yeah, but you're not including me in everything. And I'm sat there getting confused, if I'm brutal.
That's an emotional response, isn't it? That you're getting mixed signals because you're not getting a conscious, rational response. You're getting a response on her emotions. So when she's feeling out of her depth, when she's feeling the need to self-protect, and overdo, that's then when emotion is building. So it's really, you know, in that compassionate way to just check in with her and ask her what she needs. Now, she may not know what she needs. So as Claire said, help her to understand what her priorities are and any areas that she's finding tricky that, you know, as she's growing into the role. Again, it's that kind of safety sandwich, isn't it? Again, to build her up that what she's doing so far is really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's understandable that as she's growing into a managerial role, she's going to need support. She's going to need to up level her skills. So, you know, is she open to you offering some guidance that will lower her defensive?
She has said yes to that. I've asked her that. I said, do you want guidance from me on this? I normally say when she comes to me with something, I do say, do you want my advice? I've used advice instead of guidance, but I might use that instead. Okay. I will use that instead. And she either goes yes or no. So
what I would do is maybe, you know, to cut back through the defensiveness again, given that you've got that agreement now, is to reference that agreement. So when she starts cranking up, to then say to her, are you open to this guidance opportunity?
Yeah, okay.
And then that allows her to say yes, and then she will step back and be open to listening. Because, you know, whenever the ego gets involved because we're self-protecting, the last thing we want is unsolicited advice. That's going
to... I know, and that...
It's going to feed it.
Yeah, I have been asking that. I think I've probably been asking that from a very selfish, and this is going to sound really horrible, from a very selfish point of view so much, it is annoying me. I keep on asking, but I'm still doing it because I did think, I don't want to just keep on saying, oh, you need to do this and this, because I'm then telling her what to do. I'm then dictating to her. And I don't want to do that because I need to get on with my job. I'm just a bit, everything seemed fine. And all of a sudden, it was because I said no to something this morning. That was what it was. As soon as I said no, it was just like, well,
and so it would be how she interpreted that no, because it's never what we say, it's never what someone says, it's what we say to ourselves when that person stops talking.
All I said to her was, I'm, you know, at this time, I'd rather leave things as they are, and you know, and I will involve you in a different way, and more of a strategic point of view. And that's what she didn't like. So I didn't even go, no, you can't do that. I wasn't as curt as that. It was, I tried to say it nicely.
Right.
But I do feel at times, I don't know. It's, and then all of a sudden.
You might have wished that it wasn't her you promoted. I think she's a little bit of a drag on you at the moment.
But the thing is, she's always covered for me before in the past, Diane, and I couldn't fault her. She was always my right hand person. And I think that's the thing. All of a sudden, I don't know if it's because it's a permanent change and not I'm on holiday change or something like that, that all of a sudden this other person has come to light.
Yeah.
So from that side, she's never been like this before. She really hasn't. You know, but then she's actually messaged back since saying, I'm off tomorrow, but that sounds good. Could you update me on Monday? So obviously I'm sat there going, okay, cool.
I've noticed that she manages you a little bit. She
and
says,
that's what it,
can I have
that's...
a catch up? You said you'll catch up with her next week. Can we catch up Monday? I do see that a little bit of a... Claire, can you see it?
Yeah, and I think, yeah.
There's a bit of fight in who's who here at the minute.
And if I'm honest, that's what I'm starting to feel. That's probably the best way for you guys to say it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having to pussyfoot around her. Yes.
Her requests and of feedback.
It's a bit, yeah, and I feel like at times I'm pussyfooting around her just for an easy life.
I think something that my line manager does, which is really, really helpful. So yesterday I had an issue and I was like, I need somebody as a sounding board. Obvious person is her. Okay.
Yeah.
So I send a message saying, are you free now? Because I needed some support there and then.
Yeah.
Wrote back saying, I'm really sorry. I'm in an exec meeting. I'm not out for another couple of hours. And immediately I thought, do you know what? What I should have done.
No, you should.
What I could have done differently.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. What I
love it, Diane. Well done. Let's get to hear it for you, though.
I've still got my personality in this meltdown.
What I could have done is stop and just think, you know what? Just because I perceive her to be my line manager and the one who would be able to make a decision here, what I could have done is go, whose diaries generally are available, instead of just running it up through her. And I think she's very good at saying, no, I don't have the time to speak to you right now. No, you can go and speak to someone else.
In your box.
Yeah, that's your role as well, isn't it? It's to manage your time.
Yeah. She'll suck your energy and then you'll go to fail.
There's an element of that. So, you know, be inclined to work out for you when it would be good.
Yeah.
With her and write back and say, but these times work for me.
Yeah. Oh, there's not even a sorry in it. I'll check my diary and it'd be more of the latter part of the week, Monday morning.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're dancing to...
And that's what I feel like I'm dancing to her tune. That's what I'm starting to feel like. I'm starting to feel a little bit, yeah. And I'm not normally like that, but there's a bit of me. Then all of a sudden, I'll go, yeah, because everything was fine. And it was literally, like I said, she was like... What do you mean you won't let me do that? And I was like, sorry, because she was in the office as well. So she's in an open plan office with the rest of the team speaking to me like that. And that's a bit that I don't like because it's very disrespectful when I've not done anything
right.
And have wrong. You tackled that? Have you said that to her? Have you said, look, when I said this,
not today.
I need you to. Have you done that?
Yeah. Not. I tried it the other week and then that's when it went completely wrong, didn't it? I tried that. It didn't necessarily work. So I think what I'm trying to be nice, but also be her manager.
You can't take her out for Chinese on this one.
Yeah.
No, I think, I don't know. It's just, I suppose it's just going.
If she's not managed properly, she's, and also what Lisa said earlier for me listening in is she's a definite person that you document every follow up with. Because I just smell trouble on her. And also, I'm giving you support, and if she doesn't want to take it, you've offered it to her, and then you can revisit it in 3 months. She refuses it again, whatever. She just seems like trouble to me.
Yeah, because I think if something else, John Gregory, our owner, he's lovely, but he's also a pain in the bottom at the exact same time. So he can pop his beak in and then pop his beak out and everything like that.
And
so
she knows it.
Yeah, but she won't, if she's that daft to say anything to him, then that would, yeah. That would be creating an absolute storm. So he'd been into the office to see everybody that answered some questions. So we've all had a private agreement that if John ever comes in, you tell me, then I have to tell my boss. My boss then has to tell the MD because John will drop little nuggets in saying, well, Liz said that you need to give everyone a 10% pay increase. And I'm going, no, I didn't say that. So you get in there first. So she said, oh, John, what's he talked to? What did he ask? Oh, you don't need to worry about that. I was like, sorry. And I said, I'll pick this up with you later because I thought there's other people on the call. And I thought, I'm not going to You know, I think at times she's trying to press buttons with me to provoke a reaction.
Yeah.
So I emailed her that night going, "Hiya, Daria, just want to follow up. We didn't have a chance to catch up on John Gregory meeting visit. Need to think about a formal training plan and, you know, what other training support that you think you might need to help as a new manager help you evolve with your experience." So that's what she brought up yesterday. So hence why I'm following up with another email saying, following on from our catch up yesterday, there's this, this and this, but I feel like I've got better things to be doing with my life right now.
But I would say don't do that email today. That's my 5 to 5 email on Friday. Keep her on the seat. No, a little bit.
She's not here tomorrow. She's not here tomorrow. So I want to do it today, if I'm honest, because
off your things,
it sounds staffed. I seem to be spending more time managing her than actually getting on with my job. That's what it feels like.
That's what she wants sometimes. I've had that scenario back in the day and she sucked all my energy. And do you know what? She ended up getting my job and I left.
She can have my job if she wants, but you know,
I'm just
I'll find
being
another
mindful.
One. Yeah, no. Look, Di, I'm not, it sounds daft. I'm not worried in that respect, Diane, because this can sound very big headed. She can't do half of my old job, let alone this job I've now got. So from that side of things, I do want to help and support her because I know deep down she is the Daria I used to have. I think I just need to, she needs to learn the new steps in her role. I want to back off, but because of the behaviour I'm getting, 1 minute I'm there, then I'm not, then I'm there, then I'm not. And it's how I juggle that for my health as well.
Yeah.
I had another session with Lisa last week. I went to the trees. I kept on sitting there. Andy, my husband, was like, "Why are we going for a walk in the woods?" And I think he thought he was going to get something else than what he did. Because I just kept on sitting next to the trees, if everybody wants a giggle. And there was this, this and this. And, you know, it was, I just kept on walking around, standing next to trees, you know, go literally telling myself about my core and all as well as my world and everything. And I think he thought I'd lost the plot. But then I did say to him, I'd had a session. And he went, "Oh, that explains the words.
Oh, you're acting nutto."
Yeah. So
confidence is that solid trunk. Life.
Yeah, I kept looking at the trunk.
Around.
Yeah.
You need to be solid enough. Yeah. Like the roots that spread out twice as wide as the branches.
Yeah. But so
whips up with Daria, you are in your core.
Yeah.
What I would say, I think probably just in summary, is, you know, to help her to understand what her role clearly entails.
Yeah.
And make it known that if she needs help, if she has questions, she can bring that to your door. Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you're dealing with her, keep a compassionate space for you, where you can be aware that if she's throwing her toys out of the pram, she's needing to self-protect, she's feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Okay. You can ask her directly what she needs, okay? Which area does she feel she's struggling in? If she's defensive and she doesn't want to share that with you,
okay.
Again, this document the conversation that you've had, okay? And hold your own, be that trunk of the tree. So be mindful, just start to be more aware, even reflectively, of the language that you're using. So no, "Oh, just wanted to," no, just try if you can to be more aware of using the word "just," because that's dismissive of you. It plays down, you know, when we're trying to move our mind forward. We might say, you know, "This is just future fearful thinking," because we're knocking it down to size. Okay.
Okay.
We don't want to knock ourselves down to size in conversation. So we don't want to say, "Oh, I just wanted to say this.
Okay.
Just thought I'd check you for this." Okay. So take "just" out of your language as much as you can and stop apologizing.
Liz.
Yeah.
No,
Liz.
Right.
It's been since January now.
Sorry, I had to say that just for entertainment. Just had to say sorry. Sorry. God, shut up.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
Let's leave it.
I do it, and then I go, and then I have said on several occasions, "Actually, I'm not sorry." So I don't even know why I've apologised. And everyone's just gone,
yeah.
So, you can just
say, "Cancel that."
Yeah.
Love it.
Drop that.
Cancel that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm writing just in big letters on my
You know what we're going to
pants.
do as our little VIP group? We're actually going to ban you from saying sorry for the next two sessions. Do you think you can
Okay,
manage
sorry.
that?
If I say soz instead, does that count?
Lisa,
Yeah.
Lisa's the referee.
Yeah, I will not say sorry.
I am literally stop, but I've got a new bit of paper. Look.
But we need to have a replacement because remember, when we take something out, it creates a vacuum. So we've got to have something to put in. So if you're not saying sorry, what will we say instead?
She doesn't even
Okay.
know.
Okay.
Okay. Claire just had
No.
some good ones there. Claire, what did you say? Is it
Go
gonna...
on, Claire.
Well, there's all sorts that I use because I used to do this. I like Lisa's take a deep breath or a sip of water before you actually say anything. And then inevitably what comes out is a little bit more, it's not a soft landing, it's actually about the conversation. So interesting. So using Lisa's finger, I always like that one. Interesting. Or it's really important for me to whatever, whether it be to inform you, to ask you to cover this. So it's more concise and it's about the actual conversation instead of preparing yourself emotionally for that conversation, if that makes sense. So sorry that I'm being padding. So I find that physical breaks, like I said, like the water or a deep breath, or just sitting back and just not saying anything for a bit. That's my new favorite thing to do. I did it last week in a meeting and everyone just said, "Are you all right?" I said, "I'm just sitting and thinking about what you've said."
Processing.
And even a smile as
Yeah,
well.
smiling,
Just smiling.
or writing a note, some sort of break. So not kind of like replacing it with one thing, because then it will just become the replacement for sorry, because your brain will get used to saying it. It's more about why you say sorry.
So I've been using I'm curious instead of sorry, but or something like that. So that's one I've written down as well.
Interesting. Tell me more.
If
Yeah.
you could just go,
Curious is one that you used before, Lisa. I'm curious.
I'm curious. That's how you lead when you want to ask something that's non-confrontational. I wonder if you can help me with something. I'm curious to understand how. Okay. But when you've got a point that you want to make, that's when you tend to say it, Liz, isn't it? When you're coming back in on something, you say, "Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but this is what it is." In that situation, you could equally say, "I hear you."
Yeah.
Is that then f is the little filler, and then you pause, smile, and then you say, "This is the situation. This is what needs to happen. This is what we're aiming to achieve."
But it's important for me to tell, to say, to express. I did that in a meeting last week as well. It's important for me to say now, I am not here for you to take pot shots at.
Oh,
Love it, Claire.
love to have been in that meeting.
It was a fun one, Diane, over a glass of wine. At some point, I'll tell you about it. Yeah,
We'll share.
it was extremely empowering for me to be in control of what I thought the meeting was about. Instead of I'm feeling uncomfortable because I'm not quite sure, so I'm going to say, I hear, sorry, or can I just, that just diluted. I felt that would dilute my presence in the meeting when, in actual fact, I knew exactly why we were having that conversation and I knew what that person was going to do. So it was really important for me. And I did, I took a big gulp of water and I put the glass down. I said,
I'm not sorry.
No.
Exactly.
Oh, you're doing your job, aren't you?
Good. Is that
Thank you.
helpful? Is that helpful?
Very. It is actually very helpful. And I now have a new scribble on my notepad reminding me to not say sorry. So I have put at the top, stop saying sorry.
So what
Okay.
I will do rather than, because remember the mind doesn't hear the negative. So what we want to do is here, just have sorry cross and underneath it just say, what I want to say, what I mean to say is this. Just a few different alternatives. I hear you. Okay, pause, breathe, smile, glug of water, sit back, all the different options.
Christ. You can imagine me now being in a meeting going, what? Yeah, just so just
As
give me a
you
second
think
and that's what
about
I'll do. Yeah.
them, as you think about them, they will become second nature as they are for Claire now. Okay.
I'm just going to call Claire and say, Claire, can you just deal with this, please? Because it'd be so much easier
Be
doing that.
you're doing this. This is
I think that, yeah.
not,
I
you
just.
don't have to fundamentally rewrite the way you do. It's just little tweaks, isn't it? It's interesting if you go into a meeting, if you have chance to think about it before you go in as well, and you get to prepare and you think, do you know what, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try starting the meeting by saying thank you all for coming. Yeah.
Between.
I appreciate that we haven't got a much time. So it's important for me to set out what I believe we need to achieve. A really nice way of control, being like,
A verbal agenda.
yeah, a bit
Yeah.
fluffy, probably a bit like me in that you want everybody to feel comfortable and happy and have a positive discussion. And sometimes actually using the sorry, people just switch off. They go off into their own world and they stop prioritizing it in the way in which you think you've given them the signal to prioritize it. Like you're trying to make it easy for them. It doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah.
It doesn't get what you need from it.
Can I say I love this because that is so right. It is so right, and it's so many pointers that
Good.
yeah, I wouldn't have even thought of.
But this is great.
And
This is a great recording for you to put on in the
yeah.
bath over the weekend. Because I think you've got a lot from this today to get rid of
Yeah.
that. I'm sorry. Then this is
But
an.
I think if everyone, oh, I use but instead of bird, I'm allowed to use that one. I haven't apologized and I haven't said this, but
You're
no.
banned for 2 weeks.
All you do is just choose one at different times.
Yeah.
So just say,
Little.
today I'm
Yeah.
going to try sitting back. Today I'm going to try pausing and having a sip of water. Today I'm just going to try smiling instead of rushing to respond. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just try different ones, different times, because different ones will work better for you at different times with different people. So you're just playing with it. Remember, always come back to let's play. You hear me say that a lot, don't you? Okay, let's play. Yeah. Because it takes away all the pressure and creates curiosity.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have some fun. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I said it. I didn't say it. Cancel that.
Good.
Good. All right. Lovely. Right. I will
Right.
get the recording loaded up this afternoon. All right. And great to see you all. Well, thank you for coming on the call. And
Thank you.
keep supporting each other in the group. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
I'm going to put some chat in there as well to get some new dates in place for the book club and for the Empowered Woman social thing as well. Okay, so we can get
Is that
that.
the coffee thing? Coffee.
Yeah, and there doesn't have to be a coffee. We could look at doing it of an evening if you prefer as well. So we'll have a chat in the group about different options, different times. We can vary it. What I want to get it where it works, where it's not adding more pressure to an already busy schedule, because we're all busy.
Oh yeah, my balls really grow. I'm on it.
Okay. All right. Lovely to see you all. I'm going to run.
Yeah,
Bye.
thank
Have
you.
a nice
Bye, bye,
evening,
bye, bye, bye,
everyone.
bye, bye, bye.
Bye.